Hi friends, welcome to another episode of The Media Matters. I'm your host Chantel, and tonight I have the one and only Sophie with me for a mega special little something. It's a raindrops on roses and whiskers on kittens kind of season right now because it's Christmas everything. Does that mean we're taking a hiatus from the creepy and unknown? Not a chance. Tonight we're patrolling the grounds and strapping our paddles to our sides like weapons. What in the Krampus are we talking about? Why, hauntings at an auction, of course. But before we do, a huge shout out to not one, you guys, but two new Patreon family members. Mega loving welcome to Michaela and Indy, two of the kindest, most thoughtful and beautiful beings our world has ever known. I have the incredible honor of hanging and chatting with Michaela and Indy on Instagram, and it legitimately always makes my day to the absolute fullest. Thank you both so much for taking this ride with me. It only gets better from here. 2019 is coming to an end, which means it's time to put the Media Matters to bed. Just kidding, guys. I'm talking about season two, of course. It's almost time to close out the second season of the show, and I need your help. I'm putting together a special season finale episode and would love for you guys to submit your favorite Media Matters stories, memories, laughs, crying fits, experiences, yada, yada, yada. You can send those to me via email at themediamatters@gmail.com or via DM on one of the show's social media pages, and I will make sure to get it into the season finale. I cannot wait. So I've briefly talked about a little something I've been working on, and the time has come to unveil one of the mysteries, which, let's be real, some of you may have already figured it out because you're the type of sleuths I aspire to be. That said, I've been working on a collaborative slash sister situation that would allow me to expand the show, bring you guys into my behind the scenes world, and meet you guys on a whole other level. And so, drum roll please, a new YouTube channel is born. Beginning January 1st of the Roaring 20s, you can find all of this and so much more on the So Chantel channel. This is where I can physically demonstrate things like smudging, Reiki sessions, recording sessions, and way too much of my world. This channel is seriously all things that raise my vibration and hopefully yours as well. So make sure you head over to YouTube, go to So Chantel, subscribe, and click the bell to turn on the notifications. I'll make sure I link it in the show notes so it's a lot easier for you guys to find. And in case you can't wait until January 1st, why don't you come hang with me on Instagram at So Chantel and get a glimpse of what's to come. And make sure you let me know what you'd like to see on the channel, as well as topics you'd like to hear in season 3 of The Media Matters, and I will make it happen. It's time to take your seat, raise your paddle, and bid on the least haunted item in the house. Good luck with that. I'll preface this episode by saying you're going to hear some unusual things in the background because, you know, well, activity. For that reason, this episode is minimally edited. I hope you guys enjoy it, and I hope you hear the things that I heard, and maybe you have an explanation. I tried and tried to find one and just couldn't, so here we go. All right, guys, as promised, I have the one and only Sophie with me once again. I am so excited because we are closing out 2019 in only the way that we can with Sophie by our side. And I'm very, very happy about that. And as we close out season two, you know, there's a lot of fun stuff in store for season three, but I cannot think of a better way to bring season two to a close. And this is not the last episode. I don't want to freak you out. But we're approaching the last episodes of the season, and I am so excited because Sophie and I have so much to tell you guys. We had a very interesting experience, and before we get into that, first I just want to say Sophie and I are here at the shop, and this is where we recorded the first series that we did together. And that was the I don't remember what it was called, but it was like Break in Case of Emergency, like that one. That series. And so we're here in the shop. And if you guys remember from that series, I kept talking about hearing country music playing. And that is what Sophie's mom listened to. And it played throughout the recording. And you guys didn't hear it, but I am telling you that I heard it. And Sophie was kind enough to say, "Mom, can you please turn it down? Lower? Can you turn it off?" And she did, you guys. So let me just give you a little recap of what just happened ones of minutes ago. So we're in the same room, which is the room where It's the room where Sophie does her energy work. And it's a very quiet room with, I mean, there's nothing around it. We're at like the back of the shop, right?
Yep, it's the back of the shop.
Yeah, so we're in there. It's just Sophie and I and the equipment. Like, that is it. And I am doing a test at the beginning to make sure our sound is good. And we're good. And then suddenly it's music. And I'm like, what the heck is this? And it starts off with like one like rock. Mm-hmm. And then it's rock and country. And then it's rock, country, and
rap.
Yeah.
Or top 40 rap.
So I'm like, what the heck is going on? And Sophie's laughing. And I'm like, dude, listen. So I give her the headphones. And so she's asking them to turn it off. And, you know, starts with the same thing. Can you turn it down? Can you turn it down lower? Can you turn it off? Why aren't you listening to me? That's how it went. And so they eventually started to comply and went from three or four different genres down to like one, but didn't want to turn it off. So I don't know if they said like Merry Christmas to you and you said, well, Merry Christmas.
Yeah, they did.
And so I'm laughing. I'm sitting there, but I'm like, what the heck is going on? So definitely someone or several someones wanted to communicate with us and they were doing it via Bumblebee. I don't know. Like
radio frequencies. Just, there's a lot of static and a lot of voices.
Yeah.
So it looked like it was Bumblebee.
It was crazy, you guys, because I was moving the mic around and I'm like, if I move the mic around and the sound changes, I know there must be music somewhere playing and nothing. It didn't go higher. It didn't go lower. It didn't like, it was consistent all around. And get the hell out of here. I can hear it right now.
They followed us in. We went from room to room. And one room was quiet. And then we sat there for a little bit, talked about it. And then it started back again. And now they just got something to say.
I really do hope that the mic
is around me right now.
Does it not feel like hotter and like thicker? And
I have chills, though. I feel like something is like holding me, hugging me from behind.
It must be whoever's playing, whatever's playing right now.
And I've got all these antiques in here, which are going to auction.
Yeah.
These so, have not been cleared.
Oh, fun fact. Plot Wait twist, guys.
Wait a minute. I think we got led into this room.
Hey. Oh, fun.
Wait
oh,
a minute.
God.
I think we just
My
got
skin
suckered.
Is crawling right now. Like
we just got suckered. Look at this.
Oh, God. We feel the same. I have long sleeves, so you can't see my goosebumps, but I have them. They're in there.
Yeah, someone's petting me right
well
now.
Well played, guys. Okay. Well played.
Are you petting me? Good now.
Okay, so another fun fact. You guys, we are going to get into the episode, but there's so much going on right now. I can't. Hashtag. I need a hashtag right now because, okay. So Sophie is sitting immediately in front of the picture that is posted on the two episodes that we did about the antiques. So it was the second series that Sophie and I did together. And if you remember, the picture that is posted for those two episodes, it's a picture of what?
Oh, I'm starting to get interference on the
oh,
camera
you're freaking
now.
Me out. I can't.
I'm sorry. We're fine. We're fine.
No, there's like so much going on. I feel like I can't focus. My head feels very like foggy. And so if you guys remember the picture that I posted for those two episodes, it's a picture of an Asian man. And it's from a piece of artwork. And Sophie is sitting right in front. Stop it. Sophie, it's like this shoulder right here.
I know it's touching you. I'm getting petted over here. It's okay.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Somebody's like leaning on my right shoulder right now.
Yeah, they're just like, yeah. We got okay. suckered. Thanks.
You know. Well played.
Yeah, it was well played. They can't make it so loud where we can't hear. So
yeah.
They come in here so that we can get stroked. Okay,
yeah.
That's lovely.
Yeah, that's nice. Real nice, guys. So that's what Sophie's sitting in front of, that piece of artwork. And so I didn't know that we got led into a room where nothing is cleared. And another plot twist, we talked about the dolls. And actually, we talked about the boy doll.
Well, the girl doll that's got a boy in it.
Right. The girl boy. Mm-hmm. And we talked about that situation when we did the antique series. And we have those guys, both of the dolls, the girl doll that's got a boy inside and the boy doll that is a boy. and they are posed in the front of the store, and we have the GoPro on them, and we started to get some interference. And does it look like her face is changing?
Yeah, a little bit. Her face is changing, but we've got some interference happening over there too.
What is going on with her face? Does it, is she blinking?
She's smiling a little bit. She's really sweet. Or he, she. Actually, I'm not sure. So the boy doll, he was never active at mom's house at all. He didn't become active until I brought them both to the store.
So you and I were talking about this offline, and you weren't sure if he was just playing possum or if something in the store
jumped
is
in or activated him. I have no idea.
Or along the way.
Yeah, or potentially along the way. It's a short drive, so I don't think it was along the way. But when I brought them from mom's house to the shop, because they're going up for auction, potentially, they're going to be on the website for sale. But I accidentally flashed a girl under full sunlight, and she started shaking in her box. And I thought I had killed her. I really did. I was so upset. I hurried up and put her in a car, covered her up, and my husband looked at me like, "What's going on?" And I was like, "Nothing, honey. Everything's fine.
nothing to see here.
Nothing to see here. Let's go. Let's get to the shop." I got her to the shop, and I put them, you know, in the front room, and I made sure that her buddy was with her, because I kind of felt like they needed to stay together, and they won't be sold separately. They will stay together. It was a few days. I would come back to the shop, but I'm coming during the day, and I would check on her, and nothing was happening. And then just one day, I noticed that her eyes were starting to react again, but also the little boy's eyes were starting to react. And I was like, "Hey."
He's like, "You hurt my sister.
Are we waking up here? Is everybody okay?" So I haven't really inquired as to if it's the same peeps up in there or not. Mm-hmm. But tonight's the first time I took them both out of the box.
I know. I was so surprised.
I've been dying to take them out of the box. And I was like, I've almost wanted to take them home. They're, I don't know. I guess I've grown a little bit attached to them. But
yes, they're really cool looking.
Yeah, they're beautiful dolls. They're handmade porcelain puppets, actually. Very antique puppets. So, I love them. I think they're absolutely beautiful, gorgeous little dolls.
They're really pretty. And this may be the picture that we post for this episode. Mm-hmm. I don't know. But I will definitely take some pictures and post it on the gram and maybe on Twitter. And I did post an IG story just, I mean, you know, you guys are hearing this in the future, but here in the past, you know, minutes ago, I did post an IG story and showed these two dolls. And when I walked into the shop, Sophie was taking them out and propping them up on this table. And I was so floored because, like, I couldn't believe it. I was like, "Oh my God, you're taking them out of their little home." And they are really, really cute. They're super pretty. And the girl does look like she's smiling. And the boy just has this, like, "Don't bother me" look on his face. It's like the resting bitch face.
Yeah.
That's what he has.
He's a dude.
Yeah.
Definitely a dude.
Can't probably be bothered.
Well, could be a chick, too. I don't know.
We don't know. We don't know. We love you guys the way you are.
Yes.
Adorbs. We accept you. So what we want to talk about, because, like, I don't even know how many minutes in we are, and we're just, like, there's been a lot. I don't know what else to say. There's been a lot going on. So here's what we want to talk about, you guys. We told you in the antiques episode that some of the things that are in Sophie's mom's shop are going to auction. Mm-hmm. I think we talked about that. We've talked about a lot of things. I don't know what made it into the episode and what didn't, but I think that episode was pretty unedited for the most part, so if we said it in that episode, then that's where it came from. But some of Sophie's mom's stuff is starting to make its way into auctions, and we had the pleasure of going to the first auction together on Sunday, this past Sunday. And for your reference, we are recording today on Friday the 13th, which, oh my God, I'm so excited
with the full moon ending as well. Friday 13th full
moon.
Dude,
I just thought that.
Yes.
Well, perfect. No freaking wonder everybody's awake.
It's perfect.
Mm-hmm. Perfect recipe. Okay. I just had an Oprah aha moment. It just hit me. So, yay. We're recording on Friday the 13th. Mm-hmm. So this past Sunday, we went to this auction, and it was so cool. And Sophie told me about it in advance. and was telling me about some of the stuff. And so do you want to talk about that first, like your first experience when you and your husband were going and taking mm-hmm. things? And so, because you guys, so cool.
So I've never participated in an auction before, and I didn't even know we had one in our area, but I was very lucky. I was able to get into this auction at the last minute. And so my husband and I, we were bringing things in. And as we were bringing things in, there was a cowgirl doll, life-size, probably life-size to a four-year-old potentially. My husband saw that doll. He's like, uh-uh. And he went on to the other side.
He did what I would have done.
The other side of the room to put my things that were going up for auction. And I looked at her and I'm like, I think there's somebody in there, but I'm not going to inquire right now. But there weren't that many things in the auction at the time when we were dropping things off. But I think that's why I was able to tell so distinctly that she was occupied, because she was literally in a space by herself on the table where I was starting to put things. And my husband, who's really not into this stuff, he picked up on it immediately. He's like, oh, no. I'm going to put your stuff over here.
Smart man.
Yes, very smart man. So fast forward a few weeks, and we're allowed to preview items that go for auction the day before the auction. So I went ahead and went in because he had done a video of a few items that I was really interested in. I'm an avid book collector, and there is this huge Holy Bible that I needed to look at and was really interested in possibly purchasing it. A couple of antique chairs, and that was about the gist of what I was coming to do the preview for. Well, I walk in, and of course the doll's there. She blinks at me, and I'm thinking, I'm gonna go to the other side of the room. And I went and touched the Holy Bible and went through it. It's from the 1800s. It's super cool. It's something that was from an English village. And in touching that Bible, I could feel the energy of the village. I could hear different voices coming from it. And I kept turning the pages, and then realized that this was really the village Bible. And this is where they recorded the births, the marriages, the deaths of the different villagers within that Bible. And it didn't have a bad feel or anything like that. It was a nice vibration. It had a lot of energetic memory. But at the same time, I didn't feel like it was something I needed to bid on or to bring home, because the first thing I would do is clear it. And that would be a disservice to this particular specimen. I kept walking through because I kept hearing whispering. And I looked just probably about a few feet down, and there are these two gorgeous demon masks on the wall, and they are just whispering sweet nothings to me.
That's not a sentence I ever thought I'd hear. Beautiful demon masks whispering sweet nothings.
You gotta admit they were gorgeous, though.
They were very cool looking.
And so, of course, I glide on over, and I start to pet them, and I'm like, you guys are so pretty.
Hey, boys.
Oh, my gosh. Hey, boys. I love you. And they're just talking to me about, hey, bring us home. You know, we'll take care of things at home. And I'm like, I think I might
bring you
home.
Ice cream.
He'll bring me ice cream and more.
Sold.
And I took a photo of them. You know, I was like, we'll talk tomorrow. And I went to go look at the chairs. They were the wrong size for my dining room table. Gorgeous, but the wrong size. And that was pretty much it on that preliminary look. But it was thick in there. It was a little thick in there. And I just tried to focus and find my way out of the building, because when there's that many unseen in there, it's hard to find the outside door for me anyway.
Mm-hmm. So that was, when did you guys go? Friday, Saturday?
The preview was on a Saturday, and the auction was on Sunday. Mm-hmm. And that's when you came by and were like, hey, you want to go to an auction with me?
Yes. And of course I said yes, because I'll do anything with Sophie. And so we went, and it was very cool, you guys. So we got there early, and it gave us time to walk around and check out a lot of the stuff. So we are making our way, and like immediately when we walked in, there was a bunch of furniture stacked up on the left side of the door. And Sophie said, oh, that stuff that's already been sold, and, you know, the new owners have to come pick it up. And there was this beautiful like a hutch type thing. Do you remember that piece I said looks like it's from like old Chicago?
Yeah.
It was so beautiful. And I don't know what it was about this thing. Like, it did not feel negative at all. It felt magical almost. And it just kept like, I just wanted to stare at it. And I got up like partway through so I could stretch my legs from the auction area and went and stood in that same little entrance area and just kept looking at it. I was like, I feel like you really want me to take you home. But I could not. It belonged to someone else. So yeah, we start walking through and we're checking things out. And we make our way into the room where the auction was being held. And they already had some tables in there and furniture and stuff set up that was going to be auctioned off. And I feel this draw to my left and I look over there. And what the immediate first thing I see is feet hovering off the ground like 8 inches or so. And I'm like, the fuck is that? And I look up, like follow it up. And it is the doll that Sophie had told me about. And I was like, nope, we're not going down there. Like, I just felt that. And I'm not saying it felt negative. I just didn't want to feel it anymore. So I was like, let's.
There's an extra body you just don't want to be around.
Yes. Yes. And you already know how I feel about dolls. Mm-hmm. They all have a big question mark for me. So we made our way through. We did go and I mean, we saw so many cool things and there was a really cool, what did you call it? It's not a jewelry box, but the
jewelry casket.
Okay. Yeah. The jewelry casket. You guys, so beautiful. And Sophie actually won it in the auction. Yay! So pretty. And it also had like a really, it had like a beautiful feel to it. Mm-hmm. I don't know if that makes sense, but like energetically, it just felt so like regal and just cool.
It was well loved. It was very well loved.
Yeah.
The owners are definitely deceased. I picked up from that. And ironically, when I didn't care about what was in the jewelry box, I just looked at the jewelry box and said, hey, I want that. But there was some little tidbits of the owner's possessions inside that box, including their name. And, well, one had a full name, and I'm presuming, yeah, that was the husband. And then one had a little bracelet. And I originally was thinking it might have been the wife, but it turns out we think it was a child.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
So, but we don't know how old. I mean, this box is from the, if I remember correctly, the 50s and 60s.
Oh, wow.
It's a very old casket. But it didn't have any bad energy to it or anything like that. So, you know, I won it that night. I took it home. It did not come in the house. It stayed in the garage for a couple of days until I had time to get a sunny day. And I took it all outside to get cleansed by the sun and do my blessing ritual above it. And as well as tell thank you to the previous owners for allowing this box to be passed on to someone else to enjoy and love.
Was it the original owner, like just one owner the whole time? Could you tell?
Yeah, it was definitely just one owner. And it was just, it wasn't them hanging around. It was more of their residual energy that was there. They had had it for a long time and they had bought it brand new.
Well, their energy felt good.
Yeah, yeah. It felt really good.
They were very happy.
You want to tell them how I made Chantel touch everything that I touched, including the Bible, the demon mass.
Was there interference on that?
Yes, there's interference coming through.
Stop, guys.
It's okay. They're fine.
Yeah, so I think the thing we saw next was the Bible, and it was so beautiful. And it really was like, not in thickness, but just in actual dimensions. It was like, would you say bigger than like an encyclopedia and dictionary?
Oh,
like,
it was probably about 16 by 20 inches.
Yeah, I mean, this thing is big.
It's a,
and
it's
then
a very large Bible.
Also thick.
Yes, it was probably about 4 or 5 inches thick.
Yeah, like you could take someone out.
Yeah.
If you gave them a good.
You can just drop it on someone's foot and it would hurt.
Yeah, like slow them way down.
Yeah.
You could do it. So I started flipping through and I found the pages Sophie was talking about, and they're in the middle. And it was just really cool because just looking at that, this handwritten record of marriage and births and deaths. And there was just something so incredible about seeing that, that I'm like, man, way back when somebody was sitting in some spot, just like recording this, going about their day. And here we are, like, just way too many years later, and you know, with all our technology and our
over 200 years later,
and just like, I don't know, it just kind of got me in the moment, just the magnitude of all of that. I was like, dang, like, where are they now, and are they attached at all to any of the information here or the actual book itself? Or I mean, I don't know. It was just, it was very cool. Very, very cool. And I think you got some pictures.
I post them on my Facebook page. Yeah.
Okay. So I will see if I can link those for you guys so you can see them too, because it is so beautiful. And then we saw the boys. So I knew as soon as like I turned my head, I'm like, oh, the boys. So we went and saw them, and they really are beautiful in person. Mm-hmm. And they are probably, they're like at least 3 feet tall. Are they about three feet?
Yeah, they're about 3 feet tall.
3 feet by like 6 inches wide, at least. At least.
I would say three by 8 inches.
8 inches, yeah. Yeah. So that's just to kind of give you guys, you know, and that's...
I took photos of them too.
Oh, nice. So I'll link those for you guys too. So they really are cool looking, and they have like teeth bared, and their teeth are like in sharp points, almost like, you know, a five-year-old like carves a pumpkin, and that's kind of like what it looks like. But as... maybe creepy as that sounds, it's actually not creepy to see in person. And so that they're like demonic masks.
Well,
right?
So
is that how you said it?
Yeah, kind of. So Saturday when I had done the preview, the first thing I did is I did take some photos. And anytime I go into an antique shop or someplace where there's old items and I'm looking for, I never buy it. Usually that day, I don't buy it that day. I come back the next day. And the reason for that is that I'll take pictures, I'll fill them out, literally fill them out, and then I'll go online and do some research on them. For the masks, I did some research on them, and it turns out they, I cannot pronounce the name of the tribe, but they are part of a Filipino tribe that are headhunters. And
literal headhunters.
Yes, literal headhunters.
They're not recruiters, guys.
And, and their particular rituals concerning these type of masks was something that I wasn't, I didn't want to invite into my home. I'm not exactly sure which particular demons they were, but one of them that seemed to pull up was that one, they're moon eaters. And I'm like, well, I love my moon. I don't need you to be... and I get fantastic moonlight in my backyard, so that's the last thing I need. But there's a lot of animal sacrifice involved, and I just, for others, if they're okay with that, that's fine. But I'm not okay with that for my own personal home. So I felt like they would do better in someone else's home. But yeah, all that sweetness they were talking to me,
you know,
it's almost like, hey, you know, the guy in the van with all that candy.
Come here, little girl.
Yeah, come here, little girl. No, 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 no. You got to be careful sometimes.
Sophie's like, I already heard the talk. Stranger danger. So, yeah, they are demon masks, but they don't look menacing at all. Like, they were really cool looking, I thought.
Well, I actually showed the mask to my coworker, the picture. She's like, oh, my God, you're going to put that thing in your house? No. She was like, oh, my God.
You're like right above my bed.
It's really all perception.
Yeah. Yeah. And maybe it's because you told me about it in advance. And so I wasn't freaked out. I don't know. I kind of had a good picture in my mind. And so anyway, guys, we're standing. And these guys are hanging up on a wall. So, you know, they're on full display and there's furniture around them and tables with, you know, stuff all over. And I turned again to my left. What is it about the left? I don't know. I turned to my left and out of nowhere, like, and I mean, I turned my head. It wasn't even like my full body, if I remember correctly, but suddenly it is all these whispering voices, like talking over each other. And I was like, what the fuck? And I'm like, Sophie, what is that? And she goes, oh, it's the armor, the one back there. I'm like, seriously? Like, she's super matter of fact. Nonchalant, like she's looking at something, kind of points over without really looking, and I'm like, wait a minute, the red one? No, no, the one way back there. I was like, oh my God. She goes, yeah, no, there's a lot of stuff in there. So I'm like, you don't have to tell me, I'm not going back there. But it was the craziest, like, it was so many voices that it almost like made me a little bit lightheaded for a second. because they just like bum rushed me as soon as I just turned in that direction. They're like, oh, she's looking. They just, it was chatter. So yeah, that's another area where we did not go. Yeah. Did you go near it?
I went near it the day before.
Okay.
And the reason why I knew it was packed with a lot of stuff is while I was looking at the mask, another lady, she came to the armoire and she opened the door. And when she opened the door, it got loud. It got really loud. It was like all these unseen spilled out. And they were just like, just chattering it up, chattering it up, chattering it up. And
is it like Scrooged? Have you seen that movie with Bill Murray?
I don't think I have seen that.
Oh my gosh. So there's this scene where the Grim Reaper is on the elevator with him and he opens up his robe and it's like soul, 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 soul. Like, and they're like all.
Yeah, that was pretty much it. I mean, she opened it up and just everything just spilled out. And I'm just like, ooh, it's crowded in there.
Close the doors.
Like, holy. And the armoire is pretty huge.
It is. And really pretty.
Yeah, it's very, very pretty.
I think that's how they get you. They're like, ooh, shiny over here.
Hey,
I know.
Candy.
It works. It works.
That's why you buy the day after.
Yeah.
After you've slept on it a little bit, done a little bit of research, maybe wait a week if you can. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And if it's there, it was meant for you, maybe. And if it's not, then it had another home.
I mean, they could be new friends. That's okay. We're not judging.
I don't know. I had no intention of going over there. I was like, ain't gonna happen. So, yeah, we're getting a lot of interference on the GoPro, you guys, which means nothing to you right now, but we can see it. And it's, yeah, it's like coming faster.
Oh, something's moving in the background.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. I thought, yeah.
That's nice. Hey, guys.
There it is. See it?
This right here?
Yeah. See that moving up and down a little bit?
Mm-hmm. This right here? Like in this area?
Yeah.
Sorry, guys. We're like, we're watching the monitor.
Oh, that's your numbers. Never mind. Okay.
What's this behind it? I thought you were talking about this back here.
Yeah. It was flashing a little bit. Oh.
Like this keeps looking like it's getting bigger. Or is that just my eyes?
No, it looks like it's warping a little bit.
What is happening? Okay.
I hope you guys can see this when this plays. Either that or we're just like seriously delirious.
You know? Oh my gosh. So we keep walking. A lot of cool stuff, you guys. And, you know, not all of it had a feeling one way or the other. No. Like, you know, some of it was just blah. It was just there. But there was another, like, that I can remember off the top of my head. There was another piece that stood out and it was a mirror. Dun, dun, dun. What's the story with the mirror? Does the creepy cowgirl spring to life? Did the demon masks eat the moon? Find out on part 2 of our series with So Cool Sophie and Be in the Know. While you wait for part 2, come hang with me on Twitter at Media Matters and on Instagram at The Media Matters, where I show you even more love. Make sure you turn on those notifications and be sure to tag me in your Media Matters post for a special shout out. Are you guys ready for more? Head over to YouTube, subscribe to the new So Chantel channel, and click the bell to get notified when new videos are posted. And don't forget, the channel launches on January 1st of the Roaring Twenties with all new content for your viewing pleasure. After you subscribe, make sure you head over to Instagram and follow me at So Chantel to get a glimpse of what's to come and a whole lot more. Season 2 is getting real sleepy. Let's put it to bed with some awesome memories as told by all of you. Email or DM your favorite Media Matters stories, memories, laughs, crying fits, experiences, and more, and I'll make sure to include them in the season finale. Let's close out season 2 and 2019 in the most kick-ass way possible, as only we can. Is there anything better than an upcoming season finale, new YouTube channel, and new decade? Why, a reading from our resident Shay, of course. DM Shay on the old Instagram at TheOrneryOracle. Mention this specific episode and receive $10 off your very own tarot reading from our very own oracle. And make sure you follow Shay on Instagram to get your Monday through Friday dose of tarot readings, laughs, and amazing energy. With that, you guys, we're donezo for the night, but we're back next week with an all-new episode of The Media Matters. Same bat time, same bat channel. Until then, may your days be extraordinary and supernatural. I flipped it. Did you see what I did there? That's right. Good night, you guys. Mega love you.